Hey everybody, it's LogicBomb82 from the Mature Minded Gamers. We are a group of adult gamers who have jobs and lives, but also several passions, including video gaming and board gaming. And today we're going to bring you our board game podcast. So grab those dice and get ready to roll.
Hello, everybody. Will here from Mature Minded Gamers Board Games in Review. And tonight we are going to be talking about a game by Awakened Realms called Tainted Grail. Tainted Grail raised about $5.5 million on Kickstarter. And it is another slam dunk by Awakened Realms. This one happens to be a kind of a choose your own adventure exploration game. It reminds me a lot of Seventh Continent mixed with Gloomhaven. And those two games are some of the most hot games out that you can actually buy. Amazing, amazing games in their own rights, but we're not going to be talking about those ones. We're going to be talking about The Fall of Avalon. And there are so many things that we can go into on this game. But the core of the game is you are a sole adventurer. Well, not even an adventurer. You are just a peon. And there are five adventurers that set off from your village, and eventually they died. And you are given a letter based on your character that kind of tells you, gives you kind of like a backstory for your character. And you're basically going out and trying to find what happened to your master, whether you were a blacksmith or a skinner or an apothecary or a druid. And you're going trying to figure out what happened to him. The world is in this fantasy world set in kind of like a Knights of the Round Table kind of world, where this weirdness is taking over the planet or the continent, and everything is kind of trying to close in. And you have these menhirs, these giant statues that King Arthur from old had kind of put this power in so that we would kind of keep back the darkness, keep back the weirdness. Well, that power is starting to fail. And you've got to go out and explore, try to find new menhirs, and try to get that weirdness kind of pushed back so you can kind of figure out what's going on. We played the first two chapters of this game, and I'm not going to go into any spoilers or anything, so don't worry about that. But it is a pretty interesting tale so far. It starts off a little slow. You're kind of just exploring the areas around you. But as you're going and exploring each of these areas, it gives you just a little bit more. And a little bit more. And every night you're going to have these possible dreams, depending on the location that you're on. They're going to have different stories and different events that you can do. You may even have like a nightmare that infects and that affects your mentality and your how freaked out you are. It has so many different puzzles. Like for the combat, you have these little mini card game, and that kind of takes you out of the main exploration and kind of like zooms out and gives you kind of a little side mini game. And if there's anything that kind of takes away from the main exploration, the main story, it's that. If there's one caveat, the things that I wasn't entirely sold on yet is that combat system, diplomacy system. But we'll get into that in a little bit. So Eric, what did you think about Tainted Grail?
It was really fun when we played. I love the choose your own adventure type. Reminded me a little bit of Betrayal, where depending on what you've done in the past or maybe what your skill level is or what you choose, you know, you look in the book for a different little story arc of what happens to you, basically. And it was also seemed to be based off heavily of the characters that you were playing, too, which reminded me a lot of Gloomhaven. I really liked the whole exploring and how we could stay as a party and benefit, but we also had a few times where we branched off and did our own thing because, you know, we were low on food and one of us needed to get food. The other one needed to keep adventuring on because we were running out of time, basically. I think that my favorite part about the game, though, was the choose your own adventure part where, you know, like I said earlier, where we got to choose what we wanted to do and if we wanted to keep going or if we wanted to press our luck some more, if we thought we were strong enough to handle counter if it happened, and also if we were together or not. That made a big difference on what we were doing, I think.
Right, because if you're together, you can kind of help each other in combat or help each other pass tests or something like that.
Right, and even the most basic things that we could do, like even going and hunting, you would get an event card of what animal you ran into. So it could be, you know, it could be an easy scenario or it could be something bad that happened to pop up. And okay, well, you know, we thought you were going to be okay doing the solo, but it turns out now you're in trouble. And so now you have to try to, you know, defend yourself or whatever. The encounter, the randomness of the encounters felt really good.
Oh, I agree with that. And when we were playing two players, we were actually only playing with the first two levels of difficulty on the cards. There's actually a whole stack of cards. Most Awakened Realm games are heavy on miniatures, and this one definitely is more heavy on cards. That's one of the things that Awakened Realms is really known for, is the miniatures themselves. What did you think about the detail, the quality of the actual plastic components?
They seem really, really well made. I like the little cubes, the color cubes. I like those a lot because you use them on your player card to basically track everything. But this simple fact that I like the most is they were see-through. So you could see the numbers through your cube. And right. I just thought that was nice because even though you should know what the number is, it's nice to be able to see it without having to move the cube every time.
Well, one thing on that I really liked, basically with the cubes you're talking about, I love that the player dashboards had an inset to them. So you didn't have to worry about the cubes sliding around all over the place. And I hate it when those games do that. Like when you think about games like Terraforming Mars that have these player boards, how the cubes could just fly all over the place and like, well, where was that at? What section was that in? What number was that on? Cause I accidentally bumped the table. Oh, it drives me insane. And they really knocked out of the park with those dashboards being inset like that. Really quality, really thick cardboard too. I like that. So
I totally agree with that. It's a good point. Because I don't know how many times one of us has hit the table and, you know, then we got to try to move. And this game does have a lot of trackers. Mm-hmm. So this game especially would be terrible about this if it wasn't for the great quality of the pieces where we would lose track of stuff pretty easily.
Mm-hmm. One of the most biggest draws for me on this game was obviously with the plastic components are really top quality. Wouldn't expect less from Awakened Realms, but the art of the cards where you're actually exploring and everything, I thought the art was absolutely amazing. Every single location felt and looked, I guess, really detailed enough to the point where it's like you kind of like really kind of saw where you were. And then the story that progressed with each of those locations was completely unique. And I thought that was amazing. But the art is just off the chain. I loved all of the art, not only on the cards that you're using for combat, but especially the exploration locations. What did you think about the art?
You nailed it. It's great. High fantasy, very well detailed on all the cards. And you're right. Every location felt unique. And I really like that aspect of it.
Fantastic components again. So this is definitely a 10 out of 10 on component quality for Awakened Realms. And again, not a heavy miniatures game. There's only, I got the Kickstarter version, which had the extra fifth character. But then there's also the three statues that are in there as well. And those are kind of the biggest deterrents for me, to be honest with you. I felt like when those were out on the board, they were just kind of in the way. What did you think about having the Minhers actually out on the cards?
We both talked about that. They were in the way, and they almost felt
too big.
They're cool. Yeah, but they're really cool. It's hard to say I want smaller ones, but yeah, or some other kind of way to market, maybe. I don't really know how you do that.
Right.
But yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah, you had the little coins that you'd put inside of them at the bottom, and as the days would progress, really cool countdown as far as like making you feel like, oh, can't take my time. I've kind of like got to do things and I've got to do it quickly. And I like the countdown aspect of that, but the numbers were hard to read when you had it inside the Minher. I have the metal coins and the plastic ones. I've tried using both. Still have a hard time reading either one. We ended up just actually using some dice and taking the Minhers off the board and just counting down with some D6s. That seemed to work pretty well for us because we were actually able to pick up the cards and we were able to look at the locations and kind of move around the board and actually read the text on the cards. And that was just a pain with those Minhers on the board. They look fantastic. And maybe it's the aesthetic that they're going for on that one, but they were just not play. It just made the game unplayable in that point.
How many campaign or how many hours can you wrap up in this game, Will?
So from what I understand, this game, from just what you have in the base box, is around 40 to 50 hours of gameplay. Now, again, I got the Kickstarter version, so I'm going to be having a couple expansion boxes coming in here soon. So
it's quite a bit.
What
was the price point?
I believe I backed it at the $250 level.
Okay, so is that the base price?
Base price for just the core is going to be around $100.
And then you get the same amount of content, it's not the figures and everything?
Well, you get the figures, you just get the base campaign.
Okay. So how long do you think that is that last?
40 to 50 hours.
Okay, so still that. Quite a bit of time then. So this is not quite as high as like Gloomhaven,
right?
But still a ton of content. And plus I think this game would have a different experience playing with different characters. Now you may get some of the same story, obviously, but I think it would change enough to it still be fun.
So what was the character you played?
The blacksmith. What was his name?
Bjor, something like that?
Yeah, something like that, yep.
Yeah. So you had a special unique ability where when you were in a settlement, you could actually try to make a craftable item, which is pretty cool. But then you also had a downside. Do you remember what your downside was?
I can't remember off the top of my head.
So every character has a positive and a negative. I was playing as a guy named Maggot, and my character was addicted to shrooms, which anytime that there was going to be having a dream, I had to flip the coin. And anytime I got a skull on the coin, either the grail on one side of the coin or the skull on one side, anytime I'd flip the skull, I had to read from the nightmare no matter what. So the nightmares weren't always good things. In fact, 90% positive, they were bad. But it definitely gave you a little bit more of the story, as opposed to if you were just reading the dream over and over and over, you'd never hear those other things. And I think it was really cool that you'd be able to encounter both options.
I agree. That's my only complaint about this game, is the whole leveling up system on your characters. I guess it's a little bit different than what you're talking about, but it was very confusing. And it didn't seem very beneficial, the whole experience and leveling up. Did you really? I found that a little bit lackluster. I guess coming from like Gloomhaven, where leveling up was really a big deal, and you got to choose some really cool skills when you leveled up, and this game kind of lacks that.
Yeah. So and again, that brings me to the combat, which I feel like that just detracts too much from the exploration and adventuring experience. All it really is it's cards that have chains. And all you're doing is linking symbols together. But it doesn't really ever feel like the cards you're playing are doing the things that the card says.
Right. I can agree with that.
All I'm really doing is I'm just looking at a mini game, solving a puzzle of how to chain cards together, and then what effect the card does when I play it.
Right. I did like that, though, because it wasn't dice rolls. You know I'm terrible at dice rolls. So I kind of like the aspect of being a different type of way to do combat.
Sure.
But I do know, I definitely know what you're saying at the same time. Like, I think even towards the end of our game, we were both getting a little bit frustrated with it.
Right. Because it just seemed like, oh, I was going to do this ability. And I was like, well, okay. I don't know. I just never really felt like I was effective, I guess, as Maggot. Maybe it was the cards I drew. And I get that. It gives, you know, you have to solve a puzzle. But I just never really felt like I was doing anything. I was just putting down a card. I don't know. I wish there was just a little bit more. Hey, and you know what? Here's the thing, is the game may change as you go in through the campaign. As you're leveling up, you can acquire more cards for your deck and you can kind of customize how your character plays. Maybe that's going to get better as we progress through. But I really, really love the story more than anything. So I think the book, there's a journal book that you're going to read from, and it is thick with tons of text, and I'm super intrigued to find out what's going to happen, what's going on. Cause it's one of those was when you first like watch Game of Thrones or you read the Game of Thrones books, you're like, okay, I don't know who these people are. I could care less about what they're doing. And all of a sudden by the end of the series, it's like, oh my gosh, Jon Snow, you know, and it's just, oh my gosh, you care about the characters, what's happening. And I really feel like that's going to happen with this game. So I'm pretty intrigued, pretty excited. Want to play some more. Would you play a campaign, or are you kind of one and done?
Well, that's why I was asking about the price point. So in my head, I would definitely buy this for $120, but I would not spend $250 on it myself.
Right.
But I enjoyed it, and I definitely am looking forward to our next session. Because you're right, I do want to find out about the characters and how they evolve and what happens to them. And the whole skill thing, like you said, we were playing the first two levels, right?
Right, so two chapters.
You're absolutely right. I'm not sure how many cards we get to choose from, but we only had 15 card decks. Was that right?
30 card decks, I believe. I don't know. I have to look again, but yeah, I mean, you have a set number of upgrades that you can actually choose from as well. So yeah, overall I like it. But you were saying as far as 250. Okay. So here's what you got to keep in mind. For 250, I've got basically an extra like 120 hours worth of campaign, you know, just Awakened Realms is really on fire with their Kickstarters. They're probably one of the most successful Kickstarter companies. I think they're just knocking out of the park with every single one that they do.
Yeah, I don't think anybody would be disappointed. I mean, because if you're spending $250, you know what you're getting into. And I don't think you'd be disappointed at all with what you got.
Absolutely. So definitely a buy for me. I recommend picking this one up, especially if you are into Choose Your Own Adventures. Oh, one big thing that I want to say is if you backed it on Kickstarter, you're going to be able to get an app that's going to be able to read the campaigns to you. And that was kind of one of the things that I guess I liked, but I didn't. As far as like when somebody has to be the narrator, if you will, that has to read all the decisions and everything. I would love to just be able to say, hey, what number do you click on? And then it reads it to you and kind of when a voice actor. I think that'd be awesome. And I guess that's going to be coming out later next year. So,
yeah, I think that sounds great.
Well, cool. Well, hey, everybody, thanks for checking us out. We'd love to have you listen to other podcasts that we've done on board games, as well as we have a Star Trek podcast that we do, as well as a lot of video game podcasts and streaming. So be sure to check us out on maturemindedgamers.com. Everybody, take care. We'll catch you later.